Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And it is Frankie Boyer, and what a pleasure. Welcome to the program right here on Biz Talk Radio. Check out FrankieBoyer.com. Well, my first guest, you know, as we celebrated July 4th, one of the big events July 4th is at Nathan's, is the hot dog eating contest. But did you know that crinkly fries also came from Nathan's? Nathan's famous. And to join us today to talk about not only this amazing, amazing story of entrepreneurship, but it's also a personal story because he is the grandson and former company executive for Nathan's. And Bill, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to the program, Bill Handwerker. And so what was it like growing up with this incredible lineage? I mean, I can't even imagine.
First, thank you, Vera, for having me. it was, you know, as a child, you didn't understand exactly what the hoopla was about. You know, your father went to work every day, and then you'd see your grandparents working, and you just felt. I just knew that I wanted to be there. That's what I knew when I was a kid.
Right, right. Tell us about how your grandfather started the chain and how this whole story evolved.
He came from Poland in 1912, not knowing how to read or write. And he went to work first in a shoe. He was a cobbler overseas, but he knew that he didn't want to breathe dust in every day at a factory, and he took an ad. He looked at an ad in a newspaper and went to a luncheonette and started from the ground up, washing dishes, and that's where he learned how to read and write, and learned the restaurant business at the same time. And then in 1914, he went to Coney Island and worked at Feltman's Beer Gardens for a couple of years to save up additional monies. And basically in 1916 is when he opened his 5 foot by 8 foot little store.
And he had no idea that it was going to take off like this?
None. All he knew how to do was to persevere and to put out a quality product and deal with the clients and customers and make them happy, and then the rest would take care of itself.
So what was it like for him, Bill, at the end of his life, to have achieved such tremendous success? What was it like for him?
You know, I'm going to answer it this way. His generation and the millions of immigrants that came over at that time frame had one thing in mind, and that was to take care of his immediate family and his extended family. And the concept of growth more than what, you know, Coney Island provided was not important to him. It was more important to him and my grandmother that the family be taken care of. And that was, and that he viewed as the great success.
And but all of the money and the fame, it didn't faze him?
Not at all. Not at all. The idea of growth came from after World War II, and thank God both both sons, my father Murray and Saul, my uncle, came home from the war, and they both had their own ideas as to what growth was, and my father ultimately became the president of the company, and that's where the growth outside of Coney Island really began. Was after World War II, and you know, I'm sure my grandfather was proud of the fact of what was transpiring, but in his own mind, I think he was proud of the fact that the families were successful and had roofs over their head and able to eat. You know, I mean, that generation was one of just doing better than for themselves, for their kids, and education, and so forth.
Right. So let me ask you a question. As someone who grew up eating Nathan's, what makes Nathan's hot dogs so appealing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, what makes them so appealing?
Oh, well, first of all, it's the quality of the beef and the spice and the original natural casing, which gives that extra pop when you're grilling it. But on the Frankfurters themselves, it's the quality of the product. And when a person bites into a Nathan's Frankfurter, they know that this is something different. There's the spice formula, which my grandmother worked with the processor to develop and make it Nathan's own. Has that special little garlic flavor profile, and that's what makes it, really.
So the truth is that there isn't any politician in its day. I mean, for them, it was important to be in front of Nathan's for photo ops, from JFK to Rockefeller to even Jacqueline Kennedy. She served them at the White House. Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I mean, it's always Nathan's is an institution.
It is like Nelson Rockefeller said, you can't hope to be elected in the state of New York without being seen eating a Frankfurter in front of Nathan's in Coney Island.
Yeah.
It's just that iconic brand, and that's what makes it. It's American, a true American success story.
It really is such a great American success story. So how many hot dogs did who won yesterday, and how many hot dogs did he eat?
My personal favorite, Joey Chestnut's, got the mustard belt back after eating
oh, he got
70
it back.
Hot dogs.
70?
After eating 70 hot dogs in 10
how
minutes.
Long? In 10 minutes.
I can't imagine.
Is that, I just can't even imagine. Oh, my God. Can you imagine 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes? How did the hot dog eating contest happen?
Well, in the early 70s, 71, 72, we had PR gentlemen, Morty Matz and Max Rosie. And you have to understand, in those days, Nathan's reputation was larger than the real business. And, you know, all of our dollar advertising and PR dollars had to be very effectively used. And
right.
It just so happens that they had a client, a Hess's department store in Allentown, PA, and they ran a donut eating contest. And it went very successfully for, you know, the PR purposes. And they came back to New York and said, well, if it worked well in a department store, can you imagine what it would be for a restaurant having a food eating contest, and especially hot dogs. And they built They built it a great concept, and boy, were they right.
Oh, I guess they were. I guess they were, because it's such an institution. Nathan's Global Company now sells more than 500 million hot dogs per year. Yeah.
That's right. It's a lot of hot dogs.
Wow. That's a lot of hot dogs. And at this point, what is there? Was there? Did I hear there's a documentary being made or has been made?
Yes, my cousin did that.
Yeah. Are you pleased with it?
Well, it has some good things, and every story has its own pieces of information. But it is what it is, and he, you know, worked long and hard.
Yep. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, the book is now available, and it is absolutely a true story of how business can, how a business just really flourished and the growth of this business. It's Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years, An Unauthorized View of America's Favorite Frankfurter Company. And Bill Handwerker, thank you so much. It is a pleasure having you with us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for having me. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, they can get me on Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years on Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, frankieboyer.com, and Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Papa, go to bed now. It's getting late. Nothing we can say.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Sol Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Sol technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And I am so thrilled to welcome one half of the dynamic double energy twins. And Judy Zucker is with us today. Judy has co-authored with her sister, and they really are the double energy twins, The Memory Diet. And this is a book that is very near and dear to them and is doing extremely well because it's something that every single person can relate to. And Judy, what a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. I always love doing your show. You're the best.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. So you wrote this book, and you and your twin sister have been true advocates about a plant-based diet for years. But then you you've been doing a research about our memory, and you actually wrote this book because your own mother was having some issues of remembering, and you could see that this was not good. And your sister, Shari, started to do some research. And so what did you find out?
Well, first of all, it was interesting because when we went, our mother was having memory problems, like you said, and so we went to the doctor with her, and they did all the tests and everything, and the doctor sat us down and said that our mother had dementia. And the thing is that it was a scary diagnosis, but they told us specifically that it was environmentally induced. So we were kind of happy because then we didn't think it was genetic, but then we were sad because our mom was suffering from this horrible, debilitating disease. And so we had to look at what was she doing that could possibly cause this. And after we did our own little research on our mother and her lifestyle choices, we were thinking, what did she not do to cause this? Because we had done a lot of research for the last 2 years for the memory diet and found out that certain things do enhance someone's chance of getting Alzheimer's and dementia. And one of them was taking antihistamines every day. My mother would take that every day for sinuses and over-the-counter, consistently. And that's called an anticholinergic drug. And so that was one thing. Number two, she drank a lot, unfortunately. And alcohol is almost a precursor to many diseases, including dementia. In fact, nowadays they call it alcohol dementia. Induced dementia. So it's very scary. And thing is, that it would have been nice if she exercised, because someone can reduce their chances of getting dementia by 50% by just exercising every day. And also making food choices, too. And we talk about, like, the 7 brain-boosting food groups in the book. And we discuss all the different things that people can do to preserve their memory and help them, you know, avoid getting dementia, because it doesn't have to happen.
So the over-the-counter medications that we all think are okay to take,
right,
your research is showing, wait a minute, everybody, just hold on for a moment here. The research is showing that those sleeping pills, those antihistamines, those products that you take on a regular basis are really going to have a detrimental and deleterious effect to your health.
Exactly. You're so right. And so we put this out there for people to learn and know about this because we want to give people hope. And people don't realize how toxic the toxic chemicals that are in statin drugs, sleeping pills, like you mentioned, and even anesthesia. Like our people who have a lot of surgery, especially in LA or areas where or actors or actresses where they really care about their looks and they're constantly getting plastic surgery and they're taking anesthesia all the time. This affects the brain. And the prescription drugs cause more than 100,000 deaths per year, and 1.9 million people have side effects from them, and they're hospitalized. And even things like mercury fillings. Fortunately, I'm married to a dentist. My husband doesn't do them, but it's important to think about how that affects the brain too.
You know, it's so interesting because you know this is where I love to call myself the truth seeker in the radio show that I do every day, my holistic health show in addition to this show. And one of the things that I talk about are exactly what you're talking about right now. And we think that the government wouldn't allow this to happen. So, I mean, well, you know, that the famous line is, well, if it were really bad for you, don't you think the government would stop it? And it's so far from the truth.
Frankie, you're hitting on something that is so important. Think about all these situations where our waters have been polluted, and we've said, wouldn't the government not have that happen? I mean, really, you have to be your own doctor. You really have to be aware of this and do your own research and weigh things out. And if you do go to a doctor, get a second opinion, too. I mean, it's very important. And I appreciate what you do, Frankie, because you are helping so many people. I really become aware of the importance of health and nutrition and lifestyle choices.
Well, it's so important that we all understand that our food is such a critical piece to our lifestyle and can make all the difference.
When we talk about plant-based diet, I mean, people don't realize this, but eating red meat is also believed to contribute to Alzheimer's. And that the reason why, it's not just the saturated fat, but it's high in iron, and not the iron that you get from spinach and all the good greens, but the iron that could really cause plaque buildup and accumulate in the brain. And so it's not great for the brain at all. In fact, when we wrote the Memory Diet, more than 150 healthy recipes for the proper care and feeding of your brain, we did research, and this is centered around what they call the MIND Diet, which was done at Rush University. And basically, it's the MIND Diet stands for Mediterranean Intervention Neurodegenerative Delay. So now you know why I just called MIND, because it's very easy to say that. But
yes,
when people did and followed the MIND Diet, it showed within a 9-year span that they reduce their chances of getting Alzheimer's by 53%. And this is huge. And what we found is that certain foods definitely give us more energy than others, but also help us with our brain, but also certain things to avoid. And there were real, real pertinent ones that the MIND Diet said. Avoid red meat, butter, cheese, pastries, and fried foods. Okay, so people are going, oh, no more fun with foods. But there are great foods out there, and that's why we put the recipes together in this book, because we wanted them to have tasty foods that were healthy.
Absolutely.
For them.
Because you guys, if it doesn't taste good, you're not there, and I agree with you, and your recipes are fabulous. They're fun. They're colorful. They're using the rainbow colors, and the tastes, though, are out of, they're really wonderful, wonderful flavors that you're incorporating, and that's what we need to do is reteach our taste buds and rethink the way we're aging, because you know you look at your mother and she aged extremely well physically. She looks beautiful.
Thank you.
And so this book is a very important book, and tell people
thank
how
you
they
so
can
much.
Get a copy of it, please.
Okay. First of all, the Memory Diet, they can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They can also go to our website, and they can even when they go to our website, they can sign up for a recipe of the month, and it's DoubleEnergyTwins.com, DoubleEnergyTwins.com. They can follow us on Facebook, too, which is also the Double Energy Twins. They can get recipes on our Pinterest, which is the Double Energy Twins. Follow us on Twitter, at DBL Energy Twins.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frankie.
Always a pleasure, Judy. You too, and we'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com, frankieboyer.com. If you feel right, aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away.
is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body, and it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And the question is there something that stops you from being the best that you can be in your life? Is there a piece in your life that you sit there and you say, you know, why haven't I obtained the goals? Why haven't I been able to go forth? What is it that is stopping me? Well, maybe it's something called fear. And joining us today are coaches, life coaches, personal coaches, Casey Wallace and her husband, Brad. And they lead workshops and tele summits to empower people and to really explore this thing called fear. Because the question we all ask is, where does fear come from? And Brad and Casey, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you back.
Well, you know what? The pleasure is all ours, Frankie. Thank you so much.
Yes,
we were just sitting here chatting about the last time we were on. It was the day after the Orlando incident. And, time just kind of ran out on us. And, serendipitously, thank you again for having us back on, because from there, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of the kids that...
Casey, can I have you get off the speakerphone because it's distorting?
Okay, absolutely. Hold on here.
Yeah, perfect. I would appreciate it. And by the way, your company...
Can you hear me a little bit better?
Oh, much better. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Your company is called Expand with Julius, and
yes.
I just wanted to get that out. So what role do we play in our own fears?
You know what? Fear comes from an innate seed of insecurity. It does. And every human being has insecurities in their life. It either has, unfortunately, the opportunity to sprout and grow and flourish, or we're able to kind of nip it in the bud and deal with fear management as a human being here, you know, on this earth or during our experience. The question is whether you've been given the skills for that management or not. And if you haven't been given those skills, unfortunately, it's like a weed, a noxious weed that truly can take over your life. I think I lost her. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, so we at Expand with Julius teach you fear management. This is the thing that keeps you away from acquiring or accomplishing those goals that you want, manifesting the life that you want. It prevents you from feeling joyous and fulfilled in your life. And most people just don't know why that is. And so we're able to help you get to the foundation of everything that's resistant in your life and reconfigure your life by reconfiguring your thoughts, learning how to apply this new configurative perspective and aspect in your life. And it opens up the gateway and the floodgates for you to be able to acquire everything and anything that you could possibly desire.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. We have people that are phobic. They won't go in an elevator. They won't go on an escalator. They won't go in on an airplane. I mean, they're real fears. But then there are those fears, the everyday fears, as I call them, of not even realizing that subconsciously you're sabotaging yourself when you start a diet. Fear of being thin, the fear of being in a relationship, the fear of having success. Those are the other kinds of fear that we can't see, we can't touch.
Yes. Actually, you can once you learn how to pay attention to your feelings. So, Frankie, your gut always tells you, always. every single time you have a trepidation, a hesitation, a caution, your gut tells you. It does. Some people are very, very in alignment with this. We call them very, very intuitive people, and other people seem to misstep in this area just a little bit, but upon being reflective on the situation, they will generally say, you know, I had a feeling about that, or I should have paid attention to my feelings. We teach you how to pay attention to your feelings, okay? Feelings are your compass. They are your roadmap. Every single time. It's just that humans have detached themselves from their feelings for so many reasons, for traumatic
right.
reasons, for social reasons. You know, you're taught to feel certain emotions and other ones not. You're taught that some behaviors are acceptable and others are not. And so we really teach you to come back to your empowerment, because you have the ability to navigate. You just have forgotten.
So give us some examples of some of the clients that you work with and the changes that you see, please.
Yeah, so this is interesting. We actually work with psychologists, believe it or not. That has been very, very interesting for us. But everyday people, mothers, fathers, teenagers, working class, those that don't work, professionals, everybody has built parameters around their lives. And it causes points of resistance. Generally, how resistance plays itself out in your life is unhappiness, is mundane, is unfulfillment. You just aren't thrilled anymore. You should be walking around as a creative being in absolute joy and bliss continually if you realize that you could create anything that you wanted. What would you be doing right now? And we'll guarantee you would be having a great time doing it. So this is what is so valuable about these teachings. It doesn't go contrary to religious teachings. It doesn't go contrary to anything. It just supports you in the most positive way, and it nurtures you emotionally to come back to your own self-fulfillment.
And when you start talking about the roadblocks, your point that you made was so poignant, because we don't even realize that we're using our televisions, we're using our handheld devices, we're using the games on the iPads, we're using all of the distractions.
Yeah.
And we don't even know it.
Well, we've become addicted to it, and so addicts generally aren't even paying attention to what they're doing anymore. It's like the compulsive behaviors. You know, they really aren't even realizing that they're washing their hands there, you know, for 20 minutes. It's just, they just get into that mindset. All of these devices, they truly do desensitize you. Literally. Steve Jobs forbid his children from using devices, because he knew that these devices were set at a frequency that they mess with your brain and where its compulsive and addictive behaviors lie, and they desensitize you. You know, back in World War II, they started to use electronic device communication to desensitize the soldiers so they wouldn't feel bad if they destroyed or killed another human being. So all of this has been scientifically proven. And now the general public is being fed by this same type of frequency. Worse than that, it's just causing everybody to be depressed and filled with anxiety and filled with stress and filled with unassuredness. They've lost all of their inner powers.
How do we take step one? What's the first step? If someone's listening to this and they're saying, wait a minute, I'm really relating. I am absolutely relating to this conversation. I'm really getting what Casey is saying.
Right. Well, as you said, we offer all of these courses to help people really work through this inner collaboration of intention. But one of the first things, Frankie, is we try to help you identify if you've got an addictive problem. One of those things, and all of the listeners listening right now can answer these questions. Is the device the first thing that you reach for in the morning? is it sit right next to your bed? Is it the last thing you look at before you go to sleep at night? Okay? Are you looking at it during the night as you get up? Can you sit through a lunch with somebody without picking up your device? Can you sit at home for 2 hours without picking up your device? And if the answer is that you find that, then it means you need some inner work.
We are out of time, but expandwithjulius.com is the website. Casey and Brad are always available. Expandwithjulius.com. I just love talking with you guys. It's wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh?
Hi, this is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse, author of Normal Blood Test Scores Aren't Good Enough, and founder of Your Future Health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Marcia Yeager's testimonial. She broke 4 inline skating records, won many national titles, and was inducted into the Roller Skating Hall of Fame. Then suddenly, she became ill and her life changed.
I have trained and competed in 2 marathons, the X Games and the World Games for inline speed skating. You can imagine my surprise when I found myself in the hospital 2 years ago with blood clots and ulcer-like lesions on my toes. I was sent home and told that my symptoms defied diagnosis. Desperate, I called Your Future Health. My health print showed me which foods and supplements I needed more and less of, and my omega-3 profile showed me that I had a severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. And today, I'm feeling better than ever. Your Future Health literally saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, frankieboyer.com. And we are now joined by Steve Hillard, who has co-authored with his partner, Joel Eisenberg, The Chronicles of Aria. And this is such a great story. Hi, guys. Welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us. So, Steve.
Hi, thank you, Frankie.
You're a teacher. You were a teacher at Rikers Island Prison.
I was a welder. I was a volunteer, yes.
A welder, a carpenter, a practicing litigation attorney, the founder of Council Tree Investors. Okay, how does all of that translate into a fantasy book that self-published called Mirkwood, and now now the newest co-authoring event that you and Joel did is called The Chronicles of Aria. Okay, so tell us how this evolved.
I'll jump in with my part, Joel, just real quick. And I think this is a little bit of some of the spirit of a lot of guests on your show, Frankie. But, you know, for me, I had a passion that I wanted to follow. Was busy in business and stuff for a long time, and really decided one day that I just needed to do something on the writing side. It was inspired by, you know, reading Tolkien to my kids and that sort of thing as they were growing up, and they had asked a question about where's the heroines in all those stories, and we kind of made up a story. And really it was that resulted in the first book. But the real break I had was meeting Joel at the Los Angeles Pitch Fest, and we decided to collaborate and really took the character of Aura to a whole nother epic level, and Joel can probably take it from there.
Well, in a nutshell, I had a production company over at Paramount Studios during that time, and Steve came and he pitched. He had a novel about J.R.R. Tolkien, and me, I'm a Tolkien fan, and I'm a huge fantasy fan and science fiction and, you know, Star Wars and all this type of stuff. And we talked about maybe optioning his book for a feature. And I did. And the long story, basically, that came of that is the film didn't happen, but we had a further conversation about turning this into more of a kind of a literary novel series, but a real big fantasy kind of epic with something to say. We did that, and then we were fortunate last November to sell the series to Ovation TV, where it'll be a mini-series next year. So it was just a lot of serendipity and meeting Steve and being in the right place at the right time, as far as I'm concerned.
How fun. How absolutely fun is this? Now, is this going to be a continuation? Are you all done? Are you going to continue doing the writing, or is this the project?
Well, I'm 52 years old, and I'm going to probably be writing this thing until I'm, what, Steve, 80 or thereabouts.
Love it.
Frankie, there's 8 books in the main series and 3 books in the spinoff series. So we're down close to 4. 3 of them are out, and 7 more to go. So I'll be writing for a while, drinking a lot of coffee at Starbucks at 5 o'clock in the morning and speaking with Steve and plotting these things out.
God. Oh, my God. Is that when you get up at 5 in the morning? I'm not even done one side.
Frankie, I get up at 4 in the morning. I'm at Starbucks at 5 in the morning. Come on.
I'm an hour. I'm in mountain time. He calls me to wake me up.
Well, you know what it is, Frankie? It's prime riding time. It's, you know, the dog sleeping. My wife is still in bed, and I figure before the phone rings, the dog barks, and, you know, we get on with the day-to-day, you know, areas of life. I have 4 hours free to write in the morning unencumbered. That's the 5 o'clock in the morning explanation. Hello?
Okay.
Oh,
you know,
you may
have a question, but one thing that's really inspired me with working with Joel.
I was just saying, guys, that there's a Starbucks at 5 o'clock in the morning where you live.
Well, actually, there's one that opens at 4, but I don't know, for some reason, the venti pikes with no room taste better at the one that opens at 5. I don't know, you know. But 5 works.
5 works, okay. And I just have to ask you now, are you in bed, like, very early so that you can get this sleep, or are you just one of those people that does not need a lot of sleep?
The second one.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. What happens is, as a creative, you're an artist too, right, Frankie?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you find, this is, a question, because for me, personally, when I go to sleep or try to go to sleep, as a writer, I'm always thinking about the next day and plot, you know, where do I go with the plots and dialogue and all this type of thing until I eventually start snoring away, as my wife says. But with yourself, with your art, do you ever think about the next day and art, you know, art and that kind
of? Well, I'm not painting every day. I don't paint every day, but my mind and the way I just had two firework parties, Saturday night Harbor Fest and last night the July 4th extravaganza. And so for me, I just have a tremendous amount of energy, and I'm very blessed that I can do what I do in a day. I'm just, you know, it's just, people say, do you ever stop? And yeah, I do, but I do have a lot of energy, and I seem to be able to do it. So I understand.
Great. So you don't want to meet me at Starbucks at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
Not at 5 in the morning. No. But I mean, there may be some mornings that at 4, I could do that. Yeah, there are. Because that's my witching hour. I get up at 4 a lot, and I just go back to sleep though. Okay. So congratulations. Maybe we'll have you guys back on when, have they started filming yet?
Not yet. They're about to start casting.
Oh, yeah. Let us know. You got to keep us informed on this project, guys.
Absolutely.
So what's the best website, and how can people find out more about all of the books?
Steve, why don't you take that?
Joel, well, I think Joel's
best
place is Joel's, I'm going to punch it back, Facebook pages, because that's got the huge audience, and he's, you know, one of the things he does at 4 in the morning, I guess.
We got to run, guys. Okay. Thanks so much for being with us.
The book is available.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Frank.
Amazon.com. Okay.
Thank you, Frankie.
The Chronicles of Aria. And we will be back next time. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile. Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.